Nico Silda, Fox News.
Fox News and the forecast are coming up after local news first from the Automated Office System studios of WCHV AM and FM Charlottesville.
Mostly cloudy skies today. Showers arriving later this afternoon with highs around 50 degrees.
Travis, it's 45 degrees here at the Automated Office System studios at 5 a.m. And from the WCHV and CBS 19 newsrooms, this is Local News First on Joe Thomas in the Morning.
Legislation is passed in a General Assembly that would give localities control over Confederate monuments.
The House passing a bill to grant in-state tuition to undocumented immigrants. Several bills relating to criminal justice reform making their way through the state legislature failed in the Senate. One would have reestablished parole for some people convicted between 95 and 2000, but a Senate bill that would do the same thing passed out of the Judiciary Committee. That bill is still alive. Two others that would reestablish parole for people convicted of most crimes also failing. SB 91 failed in Judiciary. SB 809 was incorporated into another bill, and it was continued until next year.
Not everything that came out of the Virginia House of Delegates at Crossover can be viewed as bad. On a 77-23 bipartisan vote, the House passed HB 1132, which would restore traditional regulatory authority of the State Corporation Commission over Dominion Energy.
Charlottesville police arrested 74-year-old Richard Allen III in connection with the theft of a plaque marking the site where slaves were once auctioned in Charlottesville.
Congressman Denver Riggleman has introduced H.R. 5844 to the U.S. House of Representatives, the Access Rural America Act, a bill that would provide regulatory relief to small broadband companies so they can raise capital and add investors without being required to file costly SEC reporting requirements and increase access to broadband for rural communities.
Albemarle County Police have arrested 27-year-old Emerson Castro in connection with a shooting that happened on Commonwealth Drive on November 7th. From the CBS 19 newsroom, I'm Bo Sykes.
And here at the Automated Office System Studios, it is 45 degrees with Fox News and your CBS 19 Weather Authority forecast coming up next on Seaville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV.
Here's what's happening in Central Virginia. You can still have fresh local produce even when it's cold outside. Come browse Virginia-born fruits, vegetables, meats, cheeses, and prepared foods, as well as arts and crafts from local makers. The market at Ixart Park is open on Saturday mornings from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. through March 21st. Experience the restorative power of art. Join June Heights for a 60-minute exploration of art through a variety of meditative practices. Reservations are required. Email museumoutreach@virginia.edu. Have a child 23 months or under? Join Gordon Avenue Library on Tuesdays from January to March for Mother Goose Time. From 9:30 to 10:15, join your baby for this special time that supports early literacy and language skills by encouraging singing, playing, talking, and reading. For more information, call 434-296-5544. If your charity or nonprofit has an event, email your information at least 4 weeks in advance to psa@monticellomedia.com. For more events, visit our website, wchv.com.